Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Howdy, everybody. It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Templeton Thompson from Nashville, Tennessee. And you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 5th, 2011, episode 200, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, good morning, everybody, and good morning, Templeton Thompson.
Good morning. Hola.
It's good to have you here with me this morning. We have hosted one show together before. I think the Stable Scoop radio show we hosted together, but we've never done the live show together.
No, so much pressure.
I know. Now you're sweating. You're a superstar now. Hey, you thought you were a superstar before. Now that you've worked with me on a live show, you are a real superstar.
I've made it. This is what this is it, baby. You're awesome. You
doesn't
are
get
the
better
superstar,
than this, Templeton. Doesn't get better than this. Hey,
thank you
so much for co-hosting today. Jamie is on vacation. She's been actually working from vacation all week, and we said, Jamie, why don't you really take a day off? She blames me, saying that that I made her work while on vacation. Well, that isn't exactly true. She's like, don't make me be with these five kids and not do the show. So she was hanging out with family, and there were five kids in the building. So she was like, okay, I got to do the show every morning and be my sanity. So she, that's the reason. But we said, Friday, why don't you sleep in on Friday and actually have some fun? So she did that, and you were kind enough to fill in, and we do appreciate that. But Jamie will be back on Monday.
Awesome. You take a break, Miss Jamie. Well, she's probably not listening. Hopefully she's not even listening, because that means she's officially, like, allowing herself time off. So we love you if you are, though.
I guarantee you she's not listening.
Okay.
She's sleeping away. Well, let's go to Jennifer, find out what's coming up on today's show, and then we'll be back with lots of good stuff this morning.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Edition, on the off chance that you're still a little bit low on sugar after Tempe's little shot of happiness this morning, Reese Kofler Stanfield will be here today with one of her great summer recipes to help all of us not-so-clever-in-the-kitchen types look a little more gourmet. And after that, it's Freestyle Friday all the way through, so it's anybody's guess what will happen. So stay tuned for the whirlwind of happiness that is Freestyle Friday on Horses in the Morning.
Thank you, Jennifer. And it is true. I got three of the sweetest girls in the world on the show with me today. I'm one lucky guy. You know that? I'm just lucky.
Aww, we're lucky cowgirls.
Hey, I want to invite everybody this morning to give us a call if you'd like to talk to Templeton Thompson. And if you like her music, or you want to just say thank you, or for whatever reason, you can give us a call at 347 637-3238. We'll be taking calls this morning, as well as talking food, which is one of my favorite topics in the whole world.
We're probably going to end
the show a little bit early today. There will be no really bad ads today because that's kind of Jamie's thing. So we let that for the Fridays when Jamie's here. We'll be back with that again next week. So you can look for really bad ads next week. But in the meantime, I have a daily win. My daily Winnie goes out to Jennifer, my lovely wife and producer of the show, for finally stumping the audience with a question yesterday. She asked, which highly paid female celebrity on Glenn's list, I had the list of the top 10 highest paid actresses, was involved in saving wild horses outside the United States? So, Jennifer, what was the answer? You never did get a right answer, did you?
No, I couldn't stand it anymore, so I did put the answer in there for folks who are listening live. The answer was Julia Roberts. She did a piece for, I'm pretty sure it was produced for PBS, all about the folks in Mongolia and the Mongolian horse and how modernization in that country is starting to encroach and putting some of the ranges that they exist on at risk. It was really kind of interesting.
Oh, Julia rocks.
Yeah, who'd have thought?
And there were a lot of wrong answers there. I noticed I was looking at the list here, and there were a lot of wrong answers. So it's good. It's good you finally stumped the. You usually don't stump them at all.
No, they're really tough to stump.
that just sounds funny, but.
All right, let's do Templeton's
daily win. I just snorted on air. That was fun. Okay, cool. So is this my time to do my daily winnie?
Yes, it is.
Is that what this is? Oh, this is
That's
so cool.
What it is.
So it's like we have ESPN tweet Glenn because I was sitting here thinking who, and I'm gonna give a shout out to my rock star, amazingly talented husband, my Sam. So that's who I'm shouting out to because he is, bless his heart, he just brought me a really nice, gorgeous, wonderful, fresh cup of coffee. And he takes such great care of me, and he's been working away on the new project we're working on and everything we do. So he keeps me together, and he is the wind beneath my wings, y'all.
So Tempe, does Sam make fresh coffee for you every morning?
Yes, pretty much every morning. Yes.
See, Glenn is cut from the same mold. They both know how to keep their lady happy.
Yes, because you don't want a grumpy lady.
Be ready to consume as soon as your feet hit the floor.
Exactly. Oh, yes. I'm a very happy cowgirl. I'm very grateful. I would just say that we're all pretty dang blessed, right? We've all found our soulmates. How cool.
I got him trained. Telling you.
Yeah. I know. I think Sam has me trained, though. I think it's a rollover. Yeah, a little different there.
Well, you know, it's always like
me.
That, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
Glenn can just gather pets at will, and I don't mind. Yeah, there's a little bit on the
side. Oh, my gosh. It's like we're flipped. That's really funny. No way. Yeah, like
the
same
Templeton's
way.
Job.
Which one of you gathers pets at will?
Templeton.
Oh yeah, it's a constant ongoing dealio. Yes, you heard
well,
about
give me
our
the, give
tiny
me the current
cash
roll
kitty. Oh, the current roll call. Okay, I'm gonna start from youngest, or newest to the herd. We have Cash. We call him Hello. I'm Tiny Cash. He's our little rescue kitty that we found a little over a month ago. He's a miracle baby. I mean, I don't know if I posted a little bit about it on Facebook, but he literally was dodging. He's right at my feet right now. Hi, baby. He was dodging traffic. He got across two lanes of traffic, y'all. He was as big as my hand at that time, pouring down rain, going over an overpass, and I see a critter of some kind out of the corner. I have radar for that. I'm guessing, Glenn, if you're like me, then you have radar for that. And I go, honey, oh, my God, I was freaking out. There's a kitten dodging traffic. You got to do a U-turn. I was panicking in the car. I mean, panicking. He does, like, a total, like, you know, Dukes of Hazzard, like, spin that truck around, and we went back and got on the overpass. He pulls over, turns hazards on. I jump out of the passenger side, go jumping across the, you know, the traffic and all that good stuff. And at the same time, the whole time, I'm just praying, please, God, protect this baby. Please, because I just... was worried sick because, like I said, he was moving. He had gotten almost across two lanes. He had two more to go if he kept going. I was freaking out. So we get up over the overpass, and we can see him. He has stopped in the middle of the road on the yellow line, and he is flat out. And I thought, oh, God, he's hurt. So I go pick him up, and I see, you know, I see no evidence. There's no blood. There's no evidence of injury. And
but
y'all,
that sounds like a Saturday morning comic.
Well, it's unbelievable. You know? I couldn't, you know.
Would you do just blow in his mouth and fluff him up?
No, you're funny. You're funny. No, he wasn't hurt. He was traumatized. He was shaking like a leaf, as you can imagine. He was drenched. But Sammy goes, okay, to Doc's. You know, we immediately are, like, driving over to our angel vet, Doc Swartz, who is a rock star, the medicine man.
Oh, doesn't he sound like a country doctor or what? Doc Swartz.
Oh, and he's an angel in our lives. We love him so much. And he's an amazing painter to boot. He's so talented. Oh, my God, I love Doc so much. We love you, Doc, if you're listening. He's hard at work right now, but just a great bunch of folks there at Medicine Man in Dixon. But anyway, so we get to Doc's. But on the way over, y'all, Sam looks at me and he goes, honey, I think he's okay because he was tucked up underneath my shirt, but his little tiny little head was looking at Sam. He was really watching Sam driving. He said, he looks bright-eyed, and I think he's okay. And I was kind of feeling around on his body very gently to make sure if there were injuries I wasn't doing any harm. And I was like, I think he's okay. We get to Doc's, and Doc goes, he's fine. Just love him. He's fine. And he is fine as one. And so there you go. So that's Tiny Cash, who's not so tiny anymore. He's growing like a beautiful little weed. So then we have our Odie Kitty Cat, who is named, it's short for Odometer, because he had an experience too. He came to us in a car engine, Sam's mama's car engine. He hitched a ride. And so he's our little baby Odie. And then we have Zoolander, you know, named after the blue steel in the movie Zoolander with Ben Stiller. And we have T, capital T, and we have Prissy. And they are from the same litter.
Wait a minute. You are approaching crazy cat lady status. If you name two more, you are a crazy cat lady.
Okay, well, here we go. Just call me Crazy Cat Lady. It's all good. I'm comfortable with that. It's totally cool, you know? It's all good. Then we have, you don't scare me. And then I have my wild ones because, see, we kind of had this wild cat kind of issue happening. We had a mama kitty that kept showing up, and every time she'd show up, she had babies. And I didn't know how to catch her. And I just was like, how do I, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. You know, I feel terrible. And anyway, so I finally figured out about those have a heart traps. A friend, my neighbor, actually said, I know, you know, I have one of those. Why don't you try that? So we were able to catch her and all the other, about three other wild cats we had at the time who were not spayed and neutered because I couldn't catch them, got everybody spayed and neutered. So every kitty cat except for Cash, because we don't want to talk about that. In fact, you know, let's not talk about the fact that he's going to have to, yeah, we're going to have to do that very soon. Anyway, so we have our wild cats. We have Wild Girl. We have Little Mama, who is Mama 2, Prissy, and T, and Zoolander. We have 1 and 2. And then they're beautiful.
Okay,
but I'm not sure which
one.
Hold on a second.
Okay. So how many cats total?
Okay, well, let's count. We have 1 and 2. We have Wild. We have Little Mama. We have T, Zoolander, Prissy, and Cash and Odie. 9? And
yeah, you
Mama,
definitely are in Crazy Cat Lady status. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
You really should write a song about being a Crazy Cat Lady because that would be perfect. And
well, I have my song Like a Cat. You have my song Like a Cat. So
how about Like
one,
a Dozen Cats? We can change the lyrics to Like a Dozen Cats. Now, are they all living in the house, Templeton?
No. The wild ones obviously don't let me lay a hand on them, but they know that I'm Mama.
How many are in the house?
Cash pretty much is, like, because he's so little, you know, he'll eventually be an indoor.
See, that's okay,
because
you're allowed to have multiple barn cats. It's if they were all living in the house, that we'd have a problem.
No. And Odie comes in and sleeps with us. Now, he's not doing it as much right now because he's a little offended that we brought in another kitty cat, but they actually love each other now, and they're playing and getting along.
Okay,
just fine, and dandy, so.
We have the question of the day for Facebook, and the question of the day for Facebook is exactly this. Templeton Thompson is approaching crazy cat lady status. How many cats do you own? So we can ask everybody how many cats they own. So you can.
This is brutal. Dang.
Hey, Susan Thompson or Susan Nelson posted on our Facebook page just a couple minutes ago. Tell Tempe I bought Jane at Tractor Supply last weekend. So
really?
Yeah,
oh.
I didn't know they were still there.
I didn't think they were either. I wonder if they're putting them back out for the holiday season again. That's awesome! Yay, my famous rock star baby girl. Yeah.
Hey, and we have a caller on the line here. I think you're going to want to take.
Yay,
the name I recognize.
Excited.
And by the way, if you do want to give us a call, you want to talk to Templeton, or if you want to talk to me, but I'm here every day, 347-637-3238. Good morning, Patty Hall.
Woo-hoo!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank
can you
so
hear
much
me okay,
for calling.
Honey?
Yeah.
I can hear you. I can hear you. I miss you. I can't wait
to
see you.
I miss you, too. Mark just reloaded my coffee, too. Sam and Mark are the best. They're going to have to fight over who's going to make us coffee next month. Tempe's.
I know.
Excuse me for calling you Tempe. I can't help it.
I know. It's
really soon, Glenn. I'm so excited.
Yes, well, thank you so much for calling. We should explain to everybody who don't know you that you are, well, let Templeton introduce you. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Well, let's see. How do I start? First and foremost, Patty Hall is a rock star cowgirl. She's one of my dearest friends on the planet. She is my cowgirl sister, and she has just, she's family to me, and she is a singer-songwriter. She's an artist. She's just And she's an artist with a paintbrush as well. Amazingly talented woman. And the way we all met y'all is she had recorded one of our songs before we ever met. A song of ours called Settle Down Cinderella. And I sometimes forget exactly who contacted who, but we found each other. And I saw the cover of her album, and she was standing next to a statue of a beautiful horse. And I thought, she's a cowgirl, so we have to connect. And we connected, and we have been best cowgirl pals ever since. And I love her so much. And we continue to write songs together and sing together. And she blesses me with introducing me to beautiful people on the planet. And she's just one of my most favorite people on the planet, y'all. And y'all will love her, Miss Patty Hall.
Wow. Thanks, honey. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. And I didn't want to say everything because you've got so much other stuff, obviously, to talk about. I don't want to give it all away, but I love you.
Oh,
you're a rock star.
Well, I love you, too. I love you, too. And, Glenn, thank you for having me on. Oh, my gosh. What a wonderful, wonderful surprise.
Well, we want to get you guys back sometime together and do a special episode with the both of you. We actually did have you both on, I think it was the Stable Scoop Show, but that's probably 2-3 years ago now. And we need to have you back on and do a special episode for Horses in the Morning because Patty is a terrific musician. She claims she's not, and she keeps saying, oh, no, Templeton's the musician. But she is a good musician,
so,
despite what she
so
says.
Humble.
She's just a little humble.
Just a little.
Patty, you know, I didn't know this, but we were going over the show notes before the show, and I said, well, I'm going to play this show out today with a song, with one of my favorite songs, Happy House. And I didn't know the three of you, you, Sam, and Templeton, wrote that together.
We did.
Isn't that awesome?
Gosh,
oh, my God.
I didn't know that when I picked
it. At this very moment, I am sitting in the Happy House. There's a dog on a chair, a dog on the couch, and my husband on the other chair. You know, it's 6 a.m. out here on the West Coast, and we got up and Mark made a beautiful pot of coffee. The river's going by, and Sam and Tempe were here. It was, I believe, January, wintertime, snowy outside and really, really, really cold and beautiful. And we were sitting around having coffee in the morning, and I think I said something like, you know, this is my happy house by the riverside. And then, you know, Sam grabbed his guitar, and Tempe started, you know, throwing stuff out, and we just threw the song together. And it makes me cry when I hear it. I just... Because it really is a true story about a real place that I happen to be sitting in right at this very moment. So, and I've recorded the song also in a completely different version of Sam and Templeton's, but that's the beautiful thing about music. You can interpret it in your own way. But I love her version. Love, 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 love her version as well. So, yeah, Happy House.
We love yours. I feel like I'm there right now, Patty, and I know we're going
to
be there soon.
Well, you will be soon. You know, Glenn, they're coming out to see us. Gosh, pretty soon, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, about 3 weeks.
For the very first time ever, we're going to do something completely different. We've done shows before with our original music together, you know, her doing her stuff, me doing my stuff. This time, Ellensburg Rodeo here in Washington State is one of the biggest rodeos in the country, and they have this booster club called the Gold Buckle Club, and it's very special, and they have a huge party for the Gold Buckle Club members.
With the price of gold nowadays, it would have to be special.
Yeah, no kidding. And I threw together a country cover band for that party, and this will be our fourth year playing it, and I called Templeton, gosh, what was it? A month or so ago, and I said, why don't you come out and do that show with me? So something completely different. She's going to get on stage with me, and Sam will play a little bit as well, and we're going to do cover songs and just, you know, have 900 people dancing their hearts out all night long, and I can't wait to sing with her like that. So it'll be really fun.
I can't wait to sing with you. What's the name of the band? Because you know I love your band name.
Oh, Ruby Nevada Band. It's an alter ego, you know. She's a Western country rock star, so she sings Martina McBride and, Reba and Miranda Lambert and Linda Ronstadt and Pat Benatar and Jefferson Starship and Journey and all this crazy stuff.
It's now, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time, Jefferson Starship.
Yeah, well, how about this for a country gig? I do White Rabbit by Jefferson Starship, or Airplane, actually. It was Jefferson Airplane back in the day.
Jefferson Airplane, yeah, so you're right, yep.
And you know what? The crowd loves it. Our country crowd loves it, so there you go. But
well, that's sort of classic music. I mean, yeah, that could cross over.
Oh,
that
totally,
was all just
totally.
Getting high in the 60s and 70s music there. It didn't matter
right,
whether
yeah.
you were country or rock.
Right,
either
and then that song, "Be Back for a Safe Landing" at the Ellensburg Rodeo. You know,
I'm excited.
You know, high flight, but so yeah, Sam and Templeton are coming out for that, and I can't wait to see them, of course, and it'll be really, really fun to get on stage with them, and we're going to do some horseback riding when they're here, of course. Got a few ponies that and a couple of saddles, so they can't just stand there if she's in town, so.
Well, and speaking of, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Pilu. I just want you to not want to brag on you some more. But tell everyone, do you mind, like, what you've been up to the last few days? Because I know you've been out doing your horsey thing, and just wanted to see if you'd share some of that with the Horses in the Morning crew and crowd.
Sure. Well, I just got back. When did I get back? I got back Tuesday. I had been riding last weekend in Dayton, Washington, which is south of Spokane, with Buck Brannaman, who's a teacher and a friend, and just had a great time. And Templeton and I have ridden together with him as well in Lexington, Kentucky, and here in Ellensburg she's come out to ride with him. And, of course, there's a fair bit of hubbub going on right now about him with the movie that's out. I don't know, Glenn, if you've heard about it.
Oh, yeah, we've had
him on.
We've had the producer on. We've had Smokey on a few times. So, yeah, the whole crew's been
cool.
Here.
Cool. Okay, good. Good, good. Yeah, well, you know, it's really a neat deal to see the documentary genre cross over into mainstream, and there he is out there in the theaters with, Cars 2 and Hangover 2 and doing really well and being on David Letterman and having, you know, the general public accept what he's doing and his message and the whole thing is really amazing. And
awesome.
Riding with him a lot of fun. In the movie, he's Mr. Nice Guy and, you know, kind of guru and stuff. And, you know, Templeton knows this as well from riding with him. You know, there's an edge to him, too. Like, he told me to put my, build a big girl loop and put your big girl pants on and, you know, rub that collar. You're a nonsense kind of guy, too. Like, you know, get it together. You know, if you're going to play hard and, you know. Cowgirl up.
Oh, I love it.
I was surprised
from
the movie and from talking to him here on the show, too. He has a terrific sense of humor. Which you wouldn't picture right away when you see him. You'd think, oh, old gruff cowboy, you know. But he has he does have a terrific sense of humor.
You know what my favorite Buckism is? I have to say this, and he may kill me for saying this. I mean, no, he'll laugh. Don't you think, Pilu? I think he'll laugh. Because we were just speaking about my crazy cat lady status, apparently. that I love how he says, get busier than a cat burying a turd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that one, too.
I love it. I love it. And I got to tell you, oh, my gosh, we met some beautiful people out in California when we were out playing at the Western States Horse Expo, two of the coolest people on the planet who have, you know, met and ridden with Buck and are just, you'll love them. I can't wait for you to meet them. Anyway, they sent me an email a while back after that event, and their email address has the word Honyaker in it, and I about peed my pants. It was so funny. Because, you know, Patty, you can tell everyone what Buck says. You're all right. Yeah. I'll let you do that because you're
no,
with
him way more. Yeah, you bunch of Honyakers get going or whatever. And I don't. He's funny. He's so funny.
Patty, we are running out of time here. What? Where can people find your music?
PattyHall.com. PattiHall. There is another Patty Hall with a Y that does Raggedy Ann and Andy music, and that's not me. So
okay. No
Google
Raggedy Ann for you.
No, that's not me. But Glenn, thank you so much for having me on.
And as I said, we're going to have you guys on a whole show so that we can spend more time with you. And I really want Jamie to be here too. So we'll get that.
Heart.
Let's record that and let's get that done in the next couple of weeks, and so we can
get that out. Hey, before we go, Glenn, can I do a request really fast? Can we?
Yeah.
Can I have one more shot at a Daily Winnie with Patty? Just
sure.
I'm just sitting here thinking.
There you go.
Got another shout out, Daily Winnie, with Miss Patty Hall, to Miss Patty Hall, and to Mr. Buck Brannaman, and to Miss Cindy Neal, and Miss Pamela, who all are involved, obviously, with Cindy's documentary, Buck the Film. And the reason we know that whole beautiful herd, y'all, I just got to brag on Patty again, is because of this rock star, Patty Hall, who is on air with us right now, and we love her so much. And also a shout out to Daily Winnie to the beautiful CD that's called On Horse's Wings that Miss Patty Hall is the executive producer of and was so gracious to invite Sam and I to be involved in. Buck is part of that. So many incredibly talented artists, and she's so humble. She won't talk much about that probably, but I just wanted to just a big shout out. We love her, and she has opened doors to us beyond belief. So Cindy, we love you. Pam, we love you. Buck, we love you. The whole Brannaman herd, we love y'all. And Patty, you're a rock star. I can't wait to see you guys.
Thanks so much, you guys.
All right. Thank you, Patty. We'll talk soon.
Talk soon, darling.
Love you.
All right, bye-bye.
Love you too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there, that makes your morning, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful. I swear. I'm sorry. I was getting a swig of coffee. It's amazing. I was talking to someone else the other day, and I always say this, that horses make the world so much smaller, don't they? I mean, it's incredible and better. They make it so much better. I have been blessed by the people. I know.
And you have a supporter out there who posted on Facebook in response to the question on the cats, Laura Gail Gorman. I don't know if you know Laura or not, but she says...
Oh, yeah, she's my face, yeah.
Yeah, she
Laura!
Says... Three and please, she has three cats, and please, please, please let Templeton have more. I like to think that crazy cat lady status is always one cat ahead of whatever number I have.
You go, Laura. We love you. You rock. You
yeah,
so
that's
rock.
Until
Thank
the Humane
you.
Society shows up, and then you're back to zero again. So,
well, speaking of kitty cats, my Odie kitty cat is staring at me through the window right now, too. He's in the pasture. Hello, Odie. He's wanting to come in.
Hey,
this
show is sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. When horsemen were asked what they were looking for in a nutritional supplement for their horses, the answer was easy, one that is affordable, effective, and scientifically proven. Kentucky Performance Products took that message to heart and developed supplements that meet those needs. All of their supplements, from Nalox Equine Antacid to Summer Gains Electrolytes and Joint Armor, are formulated based on sound research. They are affordable, and you can count on them to deliver results. To choose the right KPC, let me try that again. See, that's the problem with live show is I can't edit that part out. To choose the right KPP supplement for your horse, go to kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. And to learn more about horse nutrition and interact with the experts at Kentucky Performance Products, join their Facebook page. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. Thank you so much for their continued support of Horses in the Morning. Well, Templeton, we have our guest on the line here, and after that, you have a special project that we're going to talk about that you started to promote earlier this week, and I want to get to that. Let's talk to Reese first, and we'll do our cooking segment of the week, and then we'll talk about your special project, which I think is really cool. So it's time for Cooking with Reese, and once again, Reese, I have to apologize for Jamie, because she isn't here.
I know, Glenn, what is it? But I'm excited to meet Dr. Templeton, for sure. But every time I pick a vegetarian, every time I pick a vegetarian recipe or can be made vegetarian, she's not here, so I'm just not going to do it anymore.
That's right. Let's go all meat all the time.
I'm going all meat all the time. That's what she gets.
Hey,
but
I do
I'm lucky that I'm here.
That's right.
Exactly.
You know what, Reese?
Really
she was very upset about this too, Jamie was. And she said, let's record a little segment for Reese that I can give her a shout out and she can know that I don't hate her and this isn't intentional. And then I recorded it yesterday and I would play it now, except it was corrupted and I lost it, so I can't play it.
That's too cute. That's awesome. I like it.
So how are you guys doing today?
Good. Good,
awesome.
Terrific.
Excellent.
Awesome. And how about you?
Doing well.
You doing
I've been to the gym, and my horses are ready for when I get out off the phone, so it's a good day. And it's not as hot here in Kentucky today, thankfully.
Okay. Awesome. You're amazing. What time did you get up?
6.
You go, cowgirl.
Well, if I don't get up and go to the gym, I don't go. So I have to practice what I preach with all my students, which is, you know, we're all athletes and we all have to work on it. So I do the same thing. So, there
good
I
for
was
you.
This morning.
Good for you.
Makes us all sick pretty much.
Walking the walk. I love it, though. That's
great.
Walking
the walk.
Yeah. You go, cowgirl.
Yeah.
Well,
it's hard.
Well,
it's
now,
Reese,
are you competing at all this fall? Are you going to be out and about your dressage thing?
I'm going to be out and about a little bit. You know, I retired Casper, my big horse, and so I'm doing some shows around home, which is fun, and going with my students and, you know, doing all that kind of stuff, which is great fun. And I'm showing a young horse, which is fun. And it's a little change, but it's kind of nice in some ways.
Cool. That's cool.
So,
you know,
that's what we're doing.
You do need a break, I think, don't you, when you've been doing the Grand Prix thing and traveling all over the world. You kind of need a break from that every once in a while to regroup, don't you?
Well, I think you do. I mean, I think it just depends on how you're structured. As you know, I have a great husband who I love spending time with, so, you know, it's fun, and I have a growing business here in Lexington with my farm, and so it's just a change of focus, which is good, too. You know, I think that has to happen as well, and I have a bunch of young horses, and, you know, just kind of starting the process again. It's exciting to have a high-performance horse, there's no question, but it's a very expensive proposition. It's stressful on your family financially. So to come back and take a little break is great too. So it's a needed sometimes to do that.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. Now we determined something earlier. Templeton's lovely husband Sam makes her coffee every morning. I make Jennifer coffee every morning. When your husband is home, does he make you coffee every morning?
Oh my gosh. You don't know. No, but it's not his fault.
Oh!
No, you know, I am literally like the kind of person that's like literally get up, grab a yogurt, and go. I'm not a big breakfast fan. You know, when I drink coffee, I start bouncing off the walls. So it's a good thing.
Oh, wait a minute, Reese. Are you telling me that the current Reese right now is not with coffee?
Yeah,
wow.
Not with coffee. With coffee, it's too much. It's
you mean
too
this
much
is
Reese
no
for,
coffee? I can't imagine what coffee,
no coffee
would be. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Remember, I've already been to the gym. I got the blood pumping. But, yeah, no, this is me without coffee. So I'm a tea drinker. It's kind of still make tea every once in a while for me. But we both kind of get up and sort of I just sort of get in the car and go to the gym and, you know, say hi. But that's about it.
So, all right. Well, let's talk food. What do you got?
Yeah. That's epic. So when we were when Jennifer emailed me to tell me it was time for Cooking with Reese, I just said, Jennifer, any suggestions on recipes? And she said something that does not heat up the kitchen. And I think I feel the same way. I don't know. I know most of the country is hot right now. So we did a salad, like a dinner salad. So that's what our recipe is. It's the Jackson salad, and it's from one of my favorite little cookbooks, Creating a Stir. And
oh, that's
in this. Oh, it's good. Because, you know, I know us writers, you're hot all day and you come in and you're hungry, but the thought of, like, making something hot just sometimes isn't it. But I need some food at the end of the day. So this is a good one. So the recipe is, it's 1 14-ounce can of artichoke hearts drained and diced. And I, with my artichoke hearts, I like to put them rinse them because I don't like the kind of the taste they have out of the can. And then 1 can of hearts of palm, drained and diced. Now, I will tell you, Travis Stanfield is like, I can barely get the hearts of palm in the recipe. He loves them. I have to, you know, chase him out because he tries to grab them and eat all my hearts of palm. So usually I get 2 cans for us. But that's
it's so
because
good. I understand.
Yeah. He eats them. And then we have 1/4 cup of finely chopped green onions. And I planted some in my garden, and they're going crazy, actually. So I add a little more on that, too, because I have so many right now. 2 tablespoons of finely chopped fresh parsley. Same thing with my parsley. I've got a lot right now. 1/2 cup of crumbled cooked bacon. And obviously for Jamie or any vegetarian, you would just take that out. But Travis would be very upset if I took that out of his recipe. 2 garlic cloves.
For Jamie's purpose, she can add in some rubbery tofu. That'd be fun.
Exactly. She could put in the tofu if needed, or even some beans if she wanted. I mean, she could add in some, but I'm sticking with the bacon.
Yeah, me too.
1 ounce of fresh lemon juice. 3 ounces of vegetable oil. I go a little shy on that, and I've also used olive oil, and it's very good. 4 ounces of crumbled blue cheese. Salt and pepper to taste. 1.5 heads of romaine lettuce, torn in bite-sized pieces. I've also substituted whatever kind of lettuce I have in my fridge for the salad, and it works perfectly. But the romaine's the best. Yeah, and then really all you do is you combine your finely chopped artichokes, hearts of palm, green onions, parsley, bacon, garlic, lemon juice, oil, blue cheese, salt, and pepper in a large bowl, and just stir it well. And you're going to cover it and put it in the fridge for a little while because that kind of, it sort of becomes your dressing as well. And then you just toss it with your romaine when you're ready to serve. And that's what it is. It's super easy. I make Travis actually grill some chicken and stick it on there. I can grill too, but that's really Travis's deal. I don't put the grill up. Well,
it's a guy thing.
Apparently. Yeah, it's a guy thing. I know. And he just doesn't like the way I put my grill up. So,
and we don't want you touching our grill either, by the way.
I know. Yeah. It's, you know, a little touchy out there. So so I let him grill the chicken, and I stick it on top of the salad, and it's great. It's a really good salad. We eat it a lot here in our house because it's a favorite item. And, you know, the nice thing about salads, you know, I throw in some tomatoes in there. It just depends on what we have in the house. And, you know, we do have a little garden. It's our first time to have a garden here at the farm. And so we've made, you know, like 2 squashes and some tomatoes. So we find that very exciting.
We did when Jennifer and I were newlyweds like you guys, we did the garden thing too. And we did the same thing. We did the mistake that every newlywed couple that owns a farm does. We made like an acre garden and discovered that was a big mistake. First of all, it becomes an acre of weeds very quickly. And second of all, you cannot eat the 5,000 squash that grow. You just
can't
eat it.
Yep. Well, you become friends with your neighbors.
Yeah, very good friends with your neighbors. And they get sick of seeing you come over, too. Do not come over here with another squash. I cannot eat another squash.
I can't get that creative with squash. I mean, I had to look up some recipes the other day. I'm like, what? what do I do with the squash? I'm kind of tired. We grilled it, and I sautéed it, and, you know, I was losing some momentum there, so I had to look at a cookbook for our squash, actually.
What have you got that's yummy?
Well, we did some roasted squash, and that was good, and I put it with some tomatoes and some salt and pepper and olive oil, and that was really good, but it does heat up the kitchen. And we have a small apartment here at the farm. Yeah, so that was a little bit hot. And then you can make some gratin with it. It's a little time consuming and a little heavy, but it's good. I'll do that. So those are sort of the things that I kind of came up with. So it was
I'm impressed that you cook at all, Reese. I'm inept. So I make cookies.
No!
I'm just really proud of you.
Oh, Templeton, you can do. I have fun, and I enjoy it. It's sort of my transition back into being a wife from my horses, and I really enjoy it. And I can't say I'm a gourmet at all, but I really enjoy it, and my husband enjoys it, and it's just something we do together, and it's fun to sit out on the porch right now, and, you know, the horses are out and quiet and happy, and it's just something nice we enjoy doing. I really like it in the summer, you know, when we can sit out and drink some wine, and it's very relaxing. So,
that's awesome. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Good on you. It sounds like you have a beautiful life and
hey,
you're a great cookout girl.
Reese, do you have time to take? We have a caller that's calling in to chat with you. Do you have time for that?
Sure, absolutely. I'd love to.
All right.
My first caller. This is so exciting.
This is Randy. Who I think I know. This is I think our friend from over there in North Carolina. Good. Let me see if I get her off a hold. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Reese. How are you doing today?
Great, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing great, Reese. I wanted to thank you for that Southwestern soup recipe you shared the last time I was on.
Oh, great!
I cook it by the gallon.
You do? That's
I freeze
awesome.
It.
That
it fills
makes me
up
happy.
Half the freezer. I eat it like once a day.
That is awesome. I love it. That's a great recipe. It's, you know, it you can kind of get creative with it, and
it's
healthy. And
I've had
cilantro
to it and fennel seeds and habanero peppers. I love it.
Oh, awesome. Well, I eat that a lot. It's also in the summer just because it's easy and fast, and it's, you know, again, you can kind of get rid of some of your vegetables that we, you know, you have plenty right now, and it's such a good recipe. So I'm
and
glad
me
you're
to be
enjoying
able to
it.
Something is pretty amazing anyway.
Yeah, that's great. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I got to
happy.
Well, thank
I
you
gotta
for that.
Tell you that Jamie made that soup too. She wanted me to relay the message. She said we were eating it for a month because the quantity it makes is about good for a month.
Yeah.
So apparently Randy agrees with that.
Oh yeah, I doubled the recipe, but I just freeze it. That way I can take out individual portions whenever I need them.
I wanted to say to everybody
too.
The soup they're talking about, you can go to Horses in the Morning on Facebook, just search for Horses in the Morning, and go to the notes section. And in the notes section at Horses in the Morning on Facebook, we have all of Reese's recipes. So you'll find that soup they're talking about.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you enjoy it. That makes me happy.
Thank you so much, Reese.
No problem.
Well, thank you
for sharing your recipes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
All right.
You
have a great day, everybody.
Right.
Happy Freestyle Friday. Happy
Freestyle Friday.
Okay,
bye-bye. Did you know we named Friday's Freestyle Friday? And I think we named it after you, Reese, because it was soon after we saw you do a freestyle test and we were looking for a name. You know, all radio shows all have a name for their Friday, you know. It's Open Caller Friday or whatever. And we were looking for a name, and I said, well, you know, Freestyle Friday kind of fits because it just fits. So
I love it.
After we saw you. Yep. So that's how we came up with the name Freestyle Friday.
Whoa.
So now
I love Fridays.
You're responsible for making us fat and Freestyle Fridays.
Well, I try to, you know, we're all trying to eat healthy. And again, you know, I try to walk the walk of going to the gym and staying healthy and fit, and you know, I always try to get some recipes that will you know, kind of aid in there. Every once in a while, I get one around the holidays. I throw one in there, but other than that, you know, we do try to eat healthy. And Trav and I are, you know, Trav is also, he goes to the gym a lot, and so this recipe's got some fun stuff in it, but some good stuff too.
All right. Well, thank you, Reese. We posted it on Facebook.
You're welcome.
If you want the recipe,
great,
you'll find it up there right now at Horses in the Morning. And we will talk to
you. You're a rock star. Oh, thanks. And you guys can also, we post the recipes on my website, too, www.maplecrestfarmky.com. And you can also grab me on Facebook. And anybody who has suggestions on recipes, please let me know.
All right. That's
cool.
maplecrestfarmky.com. Well, have fun, Reese.
Okay, you guys have a great day. Good talking to you, Templeton.
Have a great talking to you, too, Reese. See you, darling. Bye.
All right. Thank you to Reese for joining us every month with her recipe. I think it's kind of fun. You know, when we first started the show, we were going over, you know, who can we get to do different things? Like, we could have her come on and talk about training, but that isn't half as fun as having her come on and talk about food.
That's awesome. Well, and it's great that she can, I mean, she is a multi-talented, beautiful cowgirl and can do so many different things. So kudos. Kudos to Miss Reese. You rock. And that salad sounds so good.
We're going to get to your latest project and talk to everybody about that a little bit. But first, I want to say you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek with Templeton Thompson today. Jamie is out for the day. She'll be back on Monday. And here's a little promo I don't think you heard before. And this was done at the World Equestrian Games. You know Everett McCorvey. I think you probably met him. He was the one that actually put together the opening ceremonies. I was sitting with him. He's a wonderful singer, wonderful guy. I was sitting with him at the Alltech tent one day where we were recovering from all the walking, and it was hot, and we were just sitting in the air conditioning. And I told him about this new show we were doing, Horses in the Morning, and I said, well, you know, I'd love for you to do a little promo for me. He got the Alltech girls together, who all happened to be singers, and they put this together, and I thought you would enjoy it. Take a listen.
Ready? Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Horses are coming my way. You're listening to Horses in the Morning.
That's awesome.
That was all just done spontaneously right there at the World Equestrian Games. So
that was fun. Fun time. Oh,
well,
man, so much talent. Isn't there? It's like, aren't you amazed by that? There's just talent everywhere. It's everywhere. It's all over. It's really cool. So I don't think I actually got to meet him, but I think I heard his name. So those folks are all so nice to us.
The talent stops with me and singing. I'll just say that. It stops there. There's no talent
there. We all have our gifts, Glenn. It's all good. It's all good.
When I figure out what mine is, I'll let you know. Hey, how do you keep track of your horse's information, like farrier visits and shots? Do you have a box full of receipts, post-it notes, maybe, or you perhaps just don't keep track of anything at all and just guess? Well, the solution to that problem is right there in your iPhone, and it's called Pocket Stable. It keeps your horse's information in one easy-to-get-to place. That includes vaccines, wormings, farrier visits, dentist visits, and even the weight of your horse, and just everything. And you can find Pocket Stable in the App Store on your iPhone, or you can visit them at pocketstable.com. It's only $3.99. You buy it once, and you have it forever. So stop over to the App Store, and you'll find Pocket Stable on there. Well, Templeton, you have a project that you announced earlier in the week. Tell everybody about that.
Well, it's a new album that we're working on called Icy Blue Heart. And the name came from, you know the song, I bet you do, written by John Hiatt, called I See Blue Heart, and it's been recorded by Linda Ronstadt and Amy Lou Harris. It's so great. Bonnie Raitt as well, and of course that's the triumvirate for me, and then throw in Dolly Parton and a gazillion other amazingly talented female singers, and then that's not even talking about all the male artists who've inspired me. So basically what we're doing, we're calling this new album I See Blue Heart, also inspired from a show I did a couple months ago, earlier this summer, with some amazingly talented rock stars in their own rights. Porter Howell was playing guitar with us that night and singing, and I know you've heard me talk about him often, one of the founders and the electric guitar player and the songwriter, one of the big songwriters in the group Little Texas, who probably would be someone fun to have on the show at some point. My wheels are spinning. But anyway, you'll love him. He's
that
a brother to
us.
Yeah, so we did this show, and I sang songs from my heroes, like Linda Ronstadt, Bonnie, and Emmy Lou, and forgive me, I need to drink more coffee, Emmylou Harris and the Eagles, and Dan Fogelberg is one of my biggest inspirations. I just have a lot of them, you know, and so this is my way to kind of say thanks to all of the amazing artists out there who have inspired me as an artist. So it's a whole collection of cover songs, and we're working on it as we speak. We're going to borrow from some of those performances at that show earlier this summer, and then we're going to record some more songs. And basically the way I'm trying to get this this deal kick-started, is through an awesome platform called Kickstarter.com. And you and I were talking about that earlier, and you know all about it. It's a really great way for artists like me, for any creative person. That's what's really cool about this deal, to set up a project page on Kickstarter.com and fundraise for the project you're working on. It's not like you're sitting there just saying, would you please give me money? It's basically a way for folks to pre-order my new album. But beyond pre-ordering, this is really cool. I can do lots of other neat things, and they call them rewards, different opportunities, different pledge levels. You can pledge as little as a dollar, or you can go on up, I keep saying, to sky's the limit. We have one opportunity, one reward on there. It's the last one where you can actually book the band, you know, and get us to come to your place and perform. And then there's one opportunity that's, you know, $25. Basically, if you pledge $25 or more, you get a signed copy of my new Icy Blue Heart album, plus you get a download of the new Icy Blue Heart album before it's released, and you get a download of one of my previously unreleased original songs. So it's basically a way for people to be involved in my new project and just be part of the whole, I'm calling it my whole Icy Blue journey. So you can...
It's sort of like your own little PBS fundraiser.
Well, it really is, and it's really neat because obviously these Kickstarter folks know what they're doing, and it's set up to not only protect the people who are pledging their very hard-earned money, and I do want to say this because I get it. I know that there are people, you know, it's tricky. I was talking to someone about this the other day, and honestly, as a businesswoman, it's not a good thing for me to say, but it is my heart, and you know me. I'm all about causes. So I'm always wanting to be able to be given back. So truthfully, you know, it's tough to be asking for people for money to be pledging to support my new project, because I know there are so many causes that folks want to be giving money to, and I understand that, and I'm the same way. I try to give back as much as I can, a lot of times just through, you know, going and playing fundraisers, giving some music away, some CDs to different events for silent auctions. So I'm all about that. But what I'm trying to let people know is, you know, if you pledge and you help me out, or if you just spread the word, I just need to get this out into the universe that we are fundraising. And my goal, it's a $5,000 fundraising goal. And the deal with, and I know that's a lot of money, believe me, I look at that number and go, wow. But, you know, it takes money to make music. And the deal about this website, though, and I really want to let people know, I have a fundraising goal date of September 12th. You can set up any amount of time you want. And the deal is I either raise $5,000 or beyond, and I actually get the money. If I don't raise it, I don't get anything. And what's beautiful about that, especially for the people who are pledging, is you're not going to have money come out of your account, and you actually know this because you're a rock star and you got the ball rolling the other day. Thank you.
I donated.
You did. Glenn's a rock star.
I think I was
really
the first
cool.
one.
You were the absolute first one, and I actually went and donated to another project as well. And it's such an easy process. It's so easy to do. You know,
it
you've
is
already
easy.
Got
and
Amazon.
I actually did it through, I think it was Amazon checkout or maybe even PayPal. I don't remember which, but... It was very easy
Amazon
to do.
Yep. It's brilliant. It's
so what
perfect.
What happens if you don't make the goal?
If I don't make the goal, I don't get to do everything I'm offering. So, you know, I basically, like, there's one on here for 40 or more, you'll get a T-shirt designed exclusively for this project alone, you know, and you get a download of the album. Well, if I don't get the money, that won't be something we do. I mean, that's just, you know, because we can't, that's how Kickstarter protects the artist. If the artist doesn't the pledge, I mean, I'm sorry, the fundraising goal or go beyond, then they're not expected to do, to follow through with these
right.
rewards because,
right.
well, I can't. And at the same time, the pledge, the person pledging their money, their hard-earned money, like you, like yourself, you will have no money come out of your account. You'll only have
oh,
money
so
come out of your account if I make my goal. And you won't have money come out of your account until the actual end of the fundraiser. So you won't have money come out of your account until September 12th at 10:16 Eastern Standard, Central Standard Time. So it's really, it protects everybody. I think it's really brilliant. But I say all that to say all this. I really want to make my goal so I can do all this. I want to make these special T-shirts. It's already designed. We just got to have the money to be able to do it, you know. And one of the rewards, I don't know if you noticed, is a one of one because you can do, you know, very exclusive rewards. And, for example, the one with the band is just a one-off deal. I have another pledge level where I'm offering up one of Jane's limited edition Briar models. I'm going to sign that. She's going to sign that. We're going to sign the Happy Ye Holidays.
You're going to have her squish it? Or you're going to have her step
no,
on it?
We won't squish it because, yeah, that wouldn't be good. But she's got a beautiful autograph, of course. So, you know, and then not only do you get her signed model and the actual CD that goes with it, you get everything else that I've listed you know, above, basically, and I explain all that. So folks, we'll get a T-shirt. Oh, my gosh, that's Odie. Hello, Odie. Odie's coming to talk to everybody, guys. This is Odie, short for odometer. Hello, sweet pea. And
we have
buttons on the computer.
Normally
anyway,
in the mornings we have Jamie's dogs, and today we have Templeton's cats. Speaking
have,
of
yes.
which,
hello,
where
handsome.
Do people go? Where do people go to donate? And then I got to tell you about some of the cat comments we've been getting.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the easiest thing, I think, because you can go to Kickstarter.com, type in my name, and you'll find my project. Otherwise, I'm going to give you a really long URL, and it's going to be confusing. And I could post it again on Horses in the Morning later. If you'd let me, please, please, please.
Yeah, that would be great.
Easiest,
why don't we do that?
The easiest way also for right now, just go to TempletonThompson.com. I have it all on my homepage. You can't miss it. The video, because also with Kickstarter, they suggest that you make a video and explain what you're doing and what people are going to get for their hard-earned money and why you're doing this. So we spent a great deal of time making a video. We had a blast with it. I'm not sure. I bet you watched it. So my guess is
yes,
you
did.
And
yeah.
We had a really good time making it. So all of that information. Odie's knocking stuff off the table. It's all good. Thank you, honey. He's my assistant this morning. So that's how you can find out about my new Icy Blue Heart fundraising project for the new album on Kickstarter.
Well, and
visit TempletonThompson.com.
And that's a little more expensive because you have to pay rights. You have to pay rights too for those songs, don't you?
Oh yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's, and I even list that and explain. You know, we need this money for this and for this. And one of the reasons we need the money, yes, we have to pay royalties. Because we're going to at least, the song will at least have 10 songs. It may have more. You know, that's going to kind of depend a little bit on if we raise our goal or not. But you know me, no is not an option. It's going to happen. I believe. I dream big. I work hard and I have faith. And I know it's going to happen. But I also, again, want to say that I understand every penny counts. And I really mean it when I say, when I think of money, I think grain and hay. And I see, you know, kitty cat food and puppy dog food, and, you know, and of course, a lot of your listeners not only have four leggeds, they have two leggeds, and life is expensive. So I honor that it, you know, money is money. So I really appreciate any kind of support, whether someone can actually pledge a dollar to sky's the limit, or if they can just spread the word. When you go to this Kickstarter page of mine, you can actually just tweet it right from there. You know, even if you just, or put it on Facebook. Just tell all your friends, because the more that it gets out into the universe, the more potential we have of raising our goal and possibly going beyond. Too, there are a lot of projects on this deal. They go over. There is a project on there right now that went, it was funded 3,496%.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. It's
wow.
it's a great platform. And again, to say to everyone listening, you know, if you're a creative person, and you have something you're trying to raise money for so that you can go do what it is you're wanting to do, check it out. I'd highly recommend it. I think it's brilliant. It's really brilliant.
Cool.
So,
all right, cool. Well, thank you so much for telling us about that. I'm excited about it, and I can't wait to be playing, to be able to play that music as well. So that's really cool.
Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
Well, I got to say one more time, thank you for your support because you're a rock star cowboy. And also, I do write in the description of the whole deal, what we're doing there with the album, that, of course, y'all know me. My horsey friends know me. It would not be one of my albums without a horsey song. So there'll be at least one on there.
All right. There better be.
Oh, you know it.
There better be.
Cool.
I wanted to acknowledge a couple of people on Facebook here. We have Laura, who is listening on her back porch in Washington State this morning, watching her mares eat hay. A perfect summer morning. Well, welcome, Laura. That's actually a new name. I don't recognize that name from before. That doesn't mean anything because I forget what happened yesterday. So forgive me if you've been on here 100 times. As far as cats are concerned.
Coaching back and forth. Yep. Sorry.
You have company in some other crazy cat people. And now Wendy Yig is the co-host of my new driving radio show. She posted we are down from 9 to 2. Well, that can't be good. It kind of makes you wonder how they went from 9 to 2. But they have 2 over there. Sherry is 5. Well, that's normal. Now, Miki, you have 19 cats. Now, she says she qualifies it with all spayed and neutered. And truthfully, they own me. Usually when you have 19 cats, they do own you. So I'm hoping they're not all indoor cats. But I'm just saying, Miki. Just saying. Gail has 2 and then 5 outdoors. 2 indoors and 5 outdoors. Well, that's not too bad because we used to have that many. But she has another one coming, though. See? From the Humane Society. See, that's how it happened.
Then
Randy says, I'm also very proud crazy cat lady. And I only think she has 2, though. So she's even lowering the bar to 2.
Which unfortunately
puts me really close to crazy cat lady status because I have 1.
I want to say something about the word crazy because it can have negative connotations, but I believe that there is a good kind of crazy, and I believe that all of these beautiful people, including myself, thank you very much, we are a good kind of crazy because we love the four-legged, and we have to take in and rescue the lost, lonely little babies who need our help. It's very important. And it sounds like all of these beautiful people have radar like I do, and sounds like you do too, Glenn. So pot, kettle,
not
kettle,
me.
Pot.
No, not me. Now, if I could have about 12 greyhounds, I would. I would definitely have a bunch of greyhounds. And I got
awesome.
The notice today, you know we just got a new one, and I got a notice today from the adoptions center saying we're in desperate need of foster homes for 5 of our new greyhounds that are just coming in, and we're in desperate need, and they're begging, and I'm going, we just got this one. It would be unfair to have a foster right away, too. But I would do that. If we had a big enough house and enough money, I would. Mm-hmm. Jennifer knows I would have 4 or 5 of them in the house.
Good for you. That's awesome.
I would be a crazy greyhound guy.
But a good kind of crazy. We've got our song Just Stay Crazy, and it's all about, doing what you love. I believe that crazy has been treated unfairly, and I would love to set the record straight that crazy is good. Crazy is a good thing.
We're going to wrap up the show today. Thank you so much for being with us, Templeton. We really appreciate it. I want everybody to listen to the very end, though, because we're going to play Templeton's song that she wrote with her husband and with Patty, who just called in earlier today, called Happy House. You're going to love this song. It's one of the best.
You're so awesome. I just have to, again, just send you big hugs through phone and just announce to everybody listening to the whole world how much we love this wonderful man who is Glenn. And he's so incredible to us, as is his beautiful wife, Miss Jennifer. And Miss Jamie, I know you're not listening, but when you do listen back, we love you so much. You're awesome, and I'm glad you're getting some rest. And I'm so, so, so grateful. Thank you for having me. And also, I got to tell you, I emailed Miss Patty, and I asked her to send you her version of Happy House. So
Down
the road, you could play her version, which would be awesome. And I know she
would
be really honored and grateful, and you'll love it. You'll love it.
She did just send it. So we'll definitely play that next week. Let's say we'll play that on Monday for everybody so you can hear Patty's version. I'll get that downloaded.
Thank you.
That's cool. That's
sending
really
love
cool.
to everybody. Love, love, love out there.
Well, thank you,
good.
Everybody.
Thank you.
We'll be back again 9 a.m. Eastern on Monday morning with another show. Jamie will be back here. Next week is going to be a little different. I do have a couple announcements to make about that. We are going to be live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday. We will have a recorded show because we are going to be on our way to Philadelphia for the American Equestrian Trade Association. That's the wholesale show that all the retailers come to buy the stuff. So we're going to be there hanging out with all of the retail folks over there, learning what new products are coming out. And then the following Monday, the 15th, we're going to be live from the ADA. We'll be talking to all – we did that once before, and it was a very popular show. So we're going to be there talking to all the folks about what new products are coming out this year, the rest of this year, and next year. So that'll be fun. Yeah.
Hey, I'm interjecting again. I'm sitting here like, who was the kid on – oh, what was that old show? And John Travolta got famous from – he started on that show. And, oh, shoot.
Welcome
you
back, Otter.
Yes, Matt, thank you so much. I'm going, oh. Well, I'm just so grateful because I got to give a big shout out again to people who are supporting my new album. I just went from, it was about 325, we're now at 475.
Wow!
$5,000 goal, and I know that is so much, Glenn, Jennifer, yeah, thanks to you guys, folks are listening and pledging. Thank you, that means so much to me. Oh, my God,
yeah,
I'm really grateful.
Terrific.
I'll cry. Thank you. Yay. I'm so happy. We're getting
all right,
there.
Everybody.
You guys rock.
So we'll go over that schedule again next week. We're probably going to move really bad ads because we won't be here live on Friday. By the way, I did want to mention that next Friday we have a recorded show, but it's a special musical episode that Jamie has a musician that she wanted to highlight, and I don't remember his name or I'd give it to you off the top, but he has played some comedy country music. And it has a little bit of horse twist in there. So something a little different next Friday. But we will be here with the show. We never miss a day. No matter whether we're driving or not, we never miss a day here. Well, now that Templeton is so happy, let's end the day with a little bit of happy health. Bye, Templeton.
Bye. I love you guys. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Our happy house by the riverside, where the cottonwoods grow and the bluebirds fly. There's a rusty old nail holding up a welcome sign. Coffee's on. Our happy house, just sticks and stones, but it's a real good place to take it slow. Just kick on back, and before you know, you'll find yourself right at home. Our happy house, built on love, filled with dreams. Good dog, and a scratch on the head is all they want. There's a lesson there, take it all in stride. Life's good, joy's right. Our happy house is built on love, filled with dreams. By the riverside, where the cottonwoods grow and the bluebirds fly.